I would ask you today to use your influence in your position on two specific points, one on the A5, and I would like to acknowledge, first of all, the commitment of the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach generation to the Shared Island Initiative, and there is reference to the A5 within that Shared Island programme. So maybe today you might update us, Minister, on the public inquiry, which I believe is due to be heard in January 2023, and hopefully progress can be made after that. In regard to the Thames Tee, as you mentioned, Lascombe-Corla, bypassing Stranorler, Balbuffet, the Twin Towns, and also the connectivity between Lifford and Letterkenny, and also the Bunagee Link Road as well. We've been waiting a long time now for this companion link for the want of a different type of an expression, but a companion link with the A5. It's important, it has to be delivered, and look, the number of points have been highlighted and re-emphasised for a long time now. We can offer and can offer a serious counterbalance to Dublin, become a serious net contributor to the overall economy, and even a new motorway up through the northwest will provide modern electric charging stations, assisting in the reduction of carbon emissions. And we have to try to ensure that both these projects are brought along in tandem. I know there's a very strong, dedicated team working between Donegal County Council and the NRDO is also working on a business case. So maybe, Minister, you might have an update on that, and if not, maybe at a later stage. We have a new university now in the northwest, and you know what's happened in Limerick, Minister, over the last 20 to 30 years, having that university, having a strong presence of multinational companies and research and development. So we're looking to the likes of Cork and Limerick and Galway to see how we can build on that. But connectivity is key. When we get directors from these major companies coming to Donegal and having to take them on a road that is not up to scratch, it's not right for positive conversations. We have a lot of remote working now. We have a lot of emphasis on healthcare. And in my next contribution, Minister, I will raise an issue on tourism, which I know is close to your own heart as well. But look, an update on the A5, Minister, if possible today. When will the public inquiry be happening in the north? And I want to acknowledge the team of workers within the Department of Infrastructure in the north, where they're very focused on trying to bring the A5 to fruition. And also, maybe to see how we can advance that business case now that I know a dedicated team are working on, and see how we can maybe move, not even maybe, see, will we move these two projects in tandem together? They're really, really important to the North West and will be a massive game changer. Thanks, Lascombe-Corla.
Thanks, John Corley. We have a copy to reply for you on this occasion. The Minister for Transport has overall responsibility and exchequer funding in relation to for overall policy and exchequer funding in relation to the National Roads Programme. Once funding arrangements have been put in place with Transport Infrastructure Ireland under the Roads Act, and in line with the National Development Plan, the planning, design, improvement and upgrading of individual national roads is a matter for TII in conjunction with the local authorities concerned. TII ultimately delivers the National Roads Programme in line with Project Ireland 2040 and the National Planning Framework and the NDP. In the new NDP launched in October 2021, approximately €5.1 billion was earmarked for the new national road projects to 2030. This funding will enable improved regional accessibility across the country, as well as compact growth, which are key national strategic outcomes. The funding will provide for the development of numerous national road projects, including the completion of projects which are already at construction stage and those close to it, as well as the development of a number of others. Exchequer funding under the new NDP will also facilitate continued protection and renewal of our national roads infrastructure, including motorways, in line with government policy. The Trans-European Transport Network, TEN-T, is a selection of strategic transport corridors throughout the EU that have been identified to play a key role in the mobility of goods and passengers through the EU. Three sections of the road network in Donegal have been prioritised for improvement, and together they form the Donegal 10T Priority Route Improvement Project. The N15, N13 Ballybofey to Stranraer bypass section consists of 9.5 kilometres of main line and 5.2 kilometres of linking roads. Ballybofey to Stranraer are connected with a multi-span arch bridge carrying the N15 over the River Finn. The N56, N13 Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham section applies to both the N56 and to two legacy sections of the N13 south through the townland of Lurgy Brack, serving the Atlantic Corridor, and east towards Manor Cunningham, serving the main route to Derry, Belfast and Dublin via Northern Ireland. It consists of 6.3 kilometres of main line and 2.3 kilometres of link roads. The N14 Manor Cunningham to Lifford section project begins at the junction between the N13 and N14. The majority of the project is on the N14, which connects Donegal and Letterkenny to Northern Ireland, Belfast and Dublin through the border crossing at Lifford in Donegal and Strabane in Tyrone. A peer review of the design and environmental assessment for all sections was held in September 2022. The project business case is expected to be ready for submission to the Department for approval at Gate 1 of the Public Spending Code in Quarter 1 of 2023. The planning and implementation of the A5 upgrade project is the responsibility of the authorities in Northern Ireland. As is the case in all such capital projects, the A5 upgrade scheme is subject to a planning assessment and approval process in Northern Ireland, and has since 2012 there have been a number of legal challenges. This has led to unavoidable delays to the implementation of the proposed scheme. In 2017, the Department for Infrastructure decided to proceed with the A5 scheme. However, it was challenged, and the decision to proceed was quashed by the High Court in November 2018 when the Department announced it would no longer defend the case. Following the conclusion of that legal action, the Department for Infrastructure updated environmental assessments for the project and undertook further public consultations. Despite the delays which have taken place, the public inquiry will be reopened in January 2023.
I'd like to thank the Minister for his response and a comprehensive response to that. So I'd like to acknowledge the officials within the TAA and also the Department of Transport for their preparation, because this is important information, and the two questions that I raised were both answered, Minister, so I'm grateful for that. And it's important that the public start to believe again that this can happen, because with all the delays and with all the false dawns in relation to the A5, people have stopped believing that this is going to happen. So it's really, really important to send out a positive signal, and I'd like to thank you, Minister, for doing that today. I'd like to thank the officials, and most importantly, I'd like to thank the dedicated team at Donegal County Council, who have been working really, really hard on this for a long while now. So it's good to hear that the Gate 1 for the public spending code will be, there'll be a submission made, a business case submission made in Quarter 1, which is just around the corner in 2023. And also the hearing today, that I know it's in the public domain as well, but to hear today in the Dáil that the public inquiry into the reopening of the A5 will happen in January 2023 also. So thanks a million for that, Minister. I said I would mention a little about tourism, because tourism is the lifeblood of my own county, and it requires connectivity as well. And I know the Irish Hotels Federation has a lobbying day today in Boswells, and will be raising issues around criteria for energy cost support, also insurance issues, and also looking at that 9% VAT issue. So, Minister, I know that is an area close to your own heart, and any support you can give to that lobbying session today. And in conclusion, Lascombe Corlea, I met with Aisling Arnold this morning from Arnold's Hotel. They employ 100 people in Dunfanaghy, a small population in Dunfanaghy, but employing 100 people. So that gives you an idea of the significance and the importance of tourism to many of the small towns and villages in our county. And Aisling was very, very keen to point out as well that the business support that was there during COVID kept their small independent business open, but there are a number of challenges coming down the track again. And for a company, for a business, a small family business like Arnold's Hotel that will be celebrating, or is celebrating 100 years this year, and there will be celebrations in January of next year, to have that type of legacy of tourism in the county is so important, but it's important we hold on to it as well. So anything, Minister, you can do on the energy cost criteria support, sure, the VAT and the insurance, and also obviously the road connectivity to keep these small independent businesses alive.
Thanks, Chair. With regard to the A5, the funding arrangements have been governed by the 2014 Stormont House Agreement and Implementation Plan, A Fresh Start. Under this agreement, the Government is committed to providing funding of £75 million towards the cost of the A5 upgrade scheme once the statutory planning process in Northern Ireland is concluded. The Government is committed to delivering on its funding commitment to the A5 project, which it also included in the New Decade, New Approach document of 2020. So allowing for the time required for the conclusion of the public inquiry and for all new decisions to be implemented together with the possibility of a further legal challenge, the timeframe for delivery of the A5 project is still uncertain. However, provision of £25 million sterling is being made by the Department of Transport in 2023 for funding the scheme should this be required. Regarding the Donegal 10T projects, if approved at Decision Gate 1 of the Public Spending Code, the next steps will be for the works to commence on the statutory processes and preparing the project brief for procurement strategy for Gate 2 approval under the Public Spending Code. In relation to the benefits of the 10T projects, which is the N13, N15, Ballybofey, Stranraer, through the provision of more efficient and safer journeys, this project aims to enhance regional accessibility and improve connectivity and traffic flows to and from the North West region. In addition, the project will improve the function and operation of road-based public transport locally and regionally. The project will provide significant active travel improvements through newly integrated cycle and pedestrian facilities, and areas along the route will become more inviting for tourism. This project will reduce air pollution levels caused by congestive queuing of vehicles, traffic noise, and the risk of watercourse pollution along the existing road.